Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I've got Tommy Olive with me. We're going to talk about one of my worst things I can't even... Ugh, mosquitoes. Stay tuned. We'll kind of get rid of those little pesky suckers. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. Hey, Tommy.
Hello, Scott.
Okay. I was in the shop the other day, but I got to warn... Guys, I want to warn you about something. This man is busy. So I take my wife in there, and I'm waiting for Tommy because I have a bunch of questions for him from one of our previous shows even. And there's plenty of stuff in Olive's nursery besides nursery stuff. So the next thing I know on the counter, there's a stack of these plaques piling up. Right. So I thought, I said, Tommy, you got to get over here quick. We got to stop the bleeding. So anyway, if you, I'm warning, if you go in there.
Hey, Scott, they were half price.
You know, thank God for that. Hey, we appreciate that. But I'm just warning you, when you go in there, you know, at least can he help you, but you're going to find some stuff other than that. But let's help. The reason I went in with your help and can help, let's talk to the people what you did for me and what you can do for them.
You know, one of the things we're going to talk about is mosquitoes.
Oh, can't stand them.
That's what, you know, you hate to get bit by a mosquito.
Yes.
So then there's disease that they carry stuff. So it's pretty much in the news, a pretty big deal. We have kind of a civic responsibility to do what we can to keep them down. And one of the things we need to do is not have standing still water. You know, if you have a pond where the water's moving or a fountain where it's moving, they won't lay eggs in that. But in still water, they'll lay eggs, and it doesn't take them long to go through their cycle and become mosquitoes. But if you have it, then there's products that easily kill those wiggle tails. It's a bacteria that they have no resistance to. You throw them in there, and that lasts for a month.
Was that the crystal looking things I saw?
Yeah, and there's those round donut ducks next to. Yeah, so there's no excuse if you have standing water and it's still not to prevent the mosquitoes, and that's the source of them. They have to have water to mate and to lay it. That all the females lay eggs in the water. So no water, no mosquitoes.
Now, of course, we're here, we hope we have water,
that's
but
right,
sometimes
yeah.
I didn't. Okay, and I don't have any standing water, so we walked right past that all and right. Kept going.
And not many people do, and if they have it, it's moving. So, all right, but and then so prevention is kind of our responsibility, and then the other thing you can do is kill them. You mind doing that?
I don't mind killing mosquitoes at all. I'm not a big killer person, but mosquitoes, good as gone.
You know, bugs are, people don't mind killing bugs, especially ones that bite you. So, mosquitoes hide in tall grass and ground cover and in shrubbery. And I think we have pheromones that we emit. And when we come outside, they come after us. So, you can't prevent that. I don't really know how these skin repellents work. I don't know whether they mask that, or I don't know what they do. But at any rate, spraying into the grass, into the ground cover, into the shrubbery, as little as weekly, can pretty much get you pretty mosquito free. So if you're going to have a party or people over, grandkids in the backyard, just with a hose and a sprayer, it's pretty easy to clean out the mosquitoes.
Well, but tell me, I came into you and I hired a company that's what they do, is they spray the fog. And I'll be honest, I wasn't satisfied. I mean, that's why I came to you, because, and I think I must have those hormones that say sweet blood, come get them 20 at a time, because they do. And I couldn't still sit on my back porch without getting eat up with mosquitoes. You know, I let it go for about 4 or 5 months. So, and you said, no, that product probably does work some, but...
Well,
I'm just telling you, I personally didn't have a good experience.
You know, a nurseryman is dealing with life. I mean, live bugs, live plants, stuff, you know. And like doctors. And, you know, doctors practice medicine.
You're a smart man.
You know?
Yeah.
And so we practice our controls and our solutions and stuff. And so sometimes it works. And, you know, with a doctor, sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. So I don't take too much grief on being wrong occasionally, because I know nobody's right all the time. But the fogging does get a more thorough kill. But if you have close neighbors and they can blow from them over to you during the party or, you know, during the outing. So, you know, I didn't just... 100 feet over there, maybe.
Yeah, not even 100 feet.
Yeah. So, So, but if you're out alone, the fogging probably will last longer and do better. But it's pretty easy to do it weekly.
Well, the spray I bought from you, I hooked up my hose. And I'll be honest, I did it, well, how long has it been? It's been over a week and all that. I did it that day, that evening, and I haven't been bit by a mosquito in the evenings. So, and like you said, of course, I probably need to do that about every 10 days to 2 weeks.
Right.
But it was like $10 or $15, something like that, for the bottle. So I can do that all month. Pretty reasonable.
Yeah, and you could do it maybe, it was about $20, and you could probably do it six or eight times maybe.
See, she loaded me up with all that other half-price stuff. I didn't even catch what I was getting.
Thank you, Scott, by the way.
Yeah. Okay, so that worked for me. I mean, hasn't been an issue. And so I literally screwed my hose onto a bottle, flipped the switch, and sprayed my grass and sprayed the bushes around my backyard.
Pretty easy, wasn't
it? It was pretty, kind of like, why space was watered my yard, is how I feel like.
I'm going to tell you something. There is a disadvantage. There are beneficial insects, like ladybugs and lacewings are two of the main ones people know about.
Like ladybugs.
And praying mantises, too. And this is an indiscriminate killer. So.
Oh, man, don't tell Claire that.
Now, I'm
killing the ladybugs? Oh, wow. Total, he didn't have to say that, did
total
he, folks?
Disclosure here.
We could have just said kill those ugly mosquitoes and gnats.
Yeah, and that's what it does, too. But I tell you what, I wouldn't spray. If I had a garden that was kind of far away, I might avoid that, because ladybugs and lacewings in the garden are to me, really beneficial, more so than in your shrubbery and ground covers and stuff. So, anyway, the mosquitoes are a bigger problem than the ladybugs are saving. So,
well, and I don't know if it's really in West Texas, but you hear, like you said on the news, the diseases that mosquitoes are carrying now. I don't know, is it here? I don't know if that's true or not. Or
it's in America, but I don't know whether
it's okay. But I know this: when you're out there and they're bugging you and it itches and they keep popping you and blah blah blah, it's not fun. It takes the fun out of it. Makes it not fun outside.
So. It's amazing how our moods can change by this little tiny.
Buzzing around.
That's right.
But the spray did work for me.
Good.
Okay. The last thing we bought
was the repelling geranium.
And it does smell like that citronella candle.
That's the source of the, I tell people, we sell and they work, the citronella candles that burn. And I just kind of jokingly say, everywhere that smoke is, there's no mosquitoes. But that smoke in anywhere near your toes and your ankles and your knees and stuff. And so,
good point.
Whether that's really what you want to do or not, I don't know. But the plants put out the oil that in the fragrance and the aroma that's in the candle. So why not just have the plants? And they're not hard to grow.
They do look like a weed, though.
They do bloom.
Yeah, I didn't know that, but right now they look like weeds.
A lavender blue bloom. Okay. So. Now, what you want to do is grow foliage and not necessarily blends, but people in the radio audience, they're not ugly like a weed. They're a pretty weed, okay?
Pretty weed.
All right.
Pretty big weed. But they smell. When you shook the plant, it literally smelled like you stuck your nose in one of those candles.
It's kind of surprising. I like to shake the plants. I stick the plant in their nose, their face, and then have them smell it. And then I shake it and put it in their face. And it's like you're suffocating. There's so much oil or whatever it is in the air, you can't hardly breathe. And so that's the difference. And I want to make that point. You got to shake them sometimes to get the aroma out.
Then how big will they get?
Well, if you can grow them, and you should try to where they're like 24 inches across. That's really what you want, is a big plant that puts out a lot of their citronella oil when you shake it.
Well, I know it works. So basically, we go in. If we got standing water, we put the tablets or the little circle things that in there, the spray. But what if you do have a garden run? What if you get that spray on your garden? Does that hurt?
It won't hurt anything except for the beneficial insects. It won't hurt the garden. It's actually, the sprays we handle are actually for gardens, and they'll kill. It'll kill grasshoppers. And grasshoppers right now are a problem.
Okay, you read my mind. In fact, I was forced to ask you this question. We have a little place in Sonora, and Claire, about a month ago, she planted. We had a rose bush, and we had some work done out there, and they killed the one rose bush. We called it Rosie. She was furious, so she went and bought seven. We called them the seven dwarfs. Well, Rosie's was coming back. So it's now Rosie and the Seven Dwarfs. Well, we went down there Saturday, and those big old jumbo grasshoppers are everywhere. And I left the gate up, and she goes, did the cows come in and eat all my roses? Because they were gone. I mean, just little, nothing but the stem. And I'm saying, hon, there's no, the cows weren't even at the house. It was those grasshoppers, and they just literally took every leaf off those roses.
Well, I'll tell you what, the other side, they do that. Now, the roses will re-leaf out, but I'm sorry to say that there's not a real good prevention. You really need to hit them with the spray.
And they're right now, especially out there, they're everywhere.
Yes, but you kill this wave, a new wave comes. So when there's some place you go once a week, that's a tough. Grasshoppers are hard to control.
Well, I mean, they're almost like some years they're everywhere,
right?
And then the next year you don't have any.
And the vegetation, the rainfall has a whole lot to do with that. When we have a dry spring, and there's not a lot of vegetation out in the rangeland and stuff, because they move over. Miles, maybe, I don't know how many, 50, 100 miles as they develop.
That makes sense.
So.